Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together, and then try and hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's by his great mercy that we've been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. When Peter wrote these words, the storm clouds were gathering, and the church was soon going to face very sharp and painful persecution. Many Christians were going to die, and Peter was well aware that he needed to equip them for the challenges to come. I love the fact that he does so not by offering them words of comfort or sympathy, but by an outburst of praise. It's a good reminder to us that it's always the right time to praise God. That's not a way of dodging the challenges or putting a brave face on things, but because God is always worthy of praise. Even in the harshest and most testing moments of life, God is God and continues to be faithful, gracious, and loving. Peter reminds his readers that they've been born again because of God's mercy. The new life that we have in Christ is never because of anything good that we've done. There is no way in which we could ever earn salvation. It's entirely because God decided to be generous and merciful. The Apostle Paul spelt out this very powerfully in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, when he wrote, God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It's important for us to remember this, because we live in a society where there is a great focus on our achievements. We may feel that our finances, possessions, and status have a great deal to do with our dedication and our hard work, but those excellent qualities could never enable us to obtain salvation. For that, we are entirely reliant on God taking the initiative and giving us the free gift of new life in Christ. So whether you and I are heading into a time of success, failure, joy, pain, celebration, or testing, we need to ensure that our first thoughts are to praise God. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we praise you for your amazing generosity. Help us to remember that everything we are and have has come from you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.